ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Tim's off. He's back Monday. Gang will be back together again. Producer Stevie has been writing Trump 2-y questions now because we play twice a day. We play at this time, 7:35, and then we play at 8:35. Mm-hmm. And you have written 10 questions a day now because you played Trump Timmy while I was gone.
Yes.
So what's that? What's the total of that? 732 questions
sounds
you've written now?
Right.
That sounds about right. So. One more round today, Stevie. So you've been doing a great job. Jennifer is our contestant this morning. How's your morning going so far, Jennifer?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
It's Morgan Wallen Day.
Oh, are you going to the big show tonight?
Yes, I am.
There's a Guardians game downtown. It's going to be crazy. The feast is going on. And then the same thing tomorrow. We have Guardians game, Morgan Wallen show. So
a lot of people come to Playhouse Square, too.
Yes.
For
it's
Beetlejuice.
Oh, yes. That's a big show. It's just... Just basically leave now, okay? And park and be ready to go because it's going to be chaos. So welcome to Trump Tui. Have fun at your show tonight.
Thank you.
Kick me out of the room so we can get the game started.
Okay. Could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Jennifer.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Jen is in the hallway. Are you ready?
Yes.
Perfect. We're going to start with question number one. The trailer for Wednesday Season 2 Part 2 is out, and there are some major surprises. Now, Wednesday Season 2 Part 2 is premiering on Netflix September 3rd. Are you caught up with the Wednesday series so far, yes or no?
No, just one episode.
Well, you're getting there. Is it good so far?
Yes, yeah, my daughter really likes it.
Perfect. Question number two. Taylor Swift is shutting down rumors that she secretly appeared in Happy Gilmore 2 and The Bear, as there were some rumors of this. Now, Taylor Swift may not have guest appeared in Happy Gilmore 2, but her boyfriend did. Who is he?
Travis Kelce.
All right, question number three. Demi Lovato lit up the internet when she joined the Jonas Brothers at their concert in New Jersey. They sang Camp Rock classics together. And now both This Is Me and Wouldn't Change a Thing saw a huge boost in streams. Which Jonas Brother did Demi Lovato date back in 2010? Was it Nick or Joe?
I'm going to say Joe.
We'll go with Joe. Question number four. LL Cool J will be hosting this year's MTV Video Music Awards. This will be his first time hosting the show solo, though he co-hosted it in with Nicki Minaj and Jack Harlow in 2022. Now, LL Cool J performed at the Grammy Awards opening tribute for which late artist in 2012?
For which late artist 2012? Oh, I have no idea.
And it's hard to think that quick with the timer.
I don't want to say someone that's not that.
I know, like where your mind goes, you're like, ah. Question number five. Marvel's Thunderbolts is coming to Disney Plus later this month. The superhero flick follows a group of unlikely heroes from past Marvel movies. And the show takes on dangerous missions. So in the movie Thunderbolts, Valentina rebrands the Avengers Tower to what name?
Oh my gosh, the Avengers Tower.
There's the timer. That's all right. Yeah. I don't know anything about Marvel, so I wouldn't have got that either. But you did pretty good here, Jennifer. I'm going to add up these totals. We'll bring Jen back in, see how she does, see how you do. That's all coming up next.
Okay, thank you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It's Jen Tui, producer Stevie, and Jennifer from Kirtland, our contestant, who just answered 5 questions. How'd she do?
Jennifer got 3.
Hey, good job, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to answer the same questions. You're going to hopefully win that $50 Apex Skin gift card and get qualified for their Summer Essentials gift bag. And then an iTrim Tui t-shirt. Okay, so here we go.
Question number 1. The trailer for Wednesday Season 2 Part 2 is out, and there are some major surprises, and there's spoilers in it. Wednesday Season 2 Part 2 premieres on Netflix September 3rd.
I can't wait.
Are you caught up so far with the Wednesday series?
I am caught up so far. Are you caught up so far?
No.
You don't watch Wednesday.
I haven't even watched the first season.
Darn it, Stevie. It's so good. Yes.
Don't watch the trailer if you haven't seen the first part they're saying, though.
Okay.
Just like to the first part.
Because it spoils what happened in the second part. That makes sense. Yeah. My son, Max, and I love it. And we watched the first, as we were both sick this week, we watched the first 4 episodes.
Oh, good time to be sick.
Yes. I know, right? It was really good. Okay.
Question 2. Taylor Swift is shutting down rumors that she secretly appeared in Happy Gilmore 2 and The Bear, as there were some rumors of this. Taylor Swift may not have guest appeared in Happy Gilmore 2, but her boyfriend did. Who is he?
That is Travis Kelce.
Yes. I just watched Happy Gilmore 2.
And?
It was good.
Really?
I liked it.
Did you see Happy Gilmore 1?
I just watched it like a week before, so I could.
And?
It was good.
You liked both. Which is better?
They're very, you know, you expect a comedy. They're very jarring with the loose deaths that happen very frequently. I feel like everyone just like died.
Oh, I don't remember. I saw Happy Gilmore so long ago.
No, they do. They just
die?
Just casually, like in the most tragic way, and then all of a sudden you're at a funeral, but it's like all very lighthearted. I don't know.
That is the strangest description I've ever heard of Happy Gilmore. It makes me want to go back and watch, Stevie.
That's what happened. And then the sequel, the same thing, right off the bat.
Dead people?
Well, like not in a funny way, not in like a, you have to watch it.
Funny dead people.
But it's not funny. Like, it's really sad.
No, I understand.
Like, the second movie was actually kind of sad.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
All right.
You just got to watch it.
Okay.
Question 3. Demi Lovato lit up the internet when she joined the Jonas Brothers at their concert in New Jersey. They sang Camp Rock classics together, and both This Is Me and Wouldn't Change a Thing have now seen a huge boost in streams. Which Jonas Brother did Demi Lovato date back in 2010? Was it Nick or Joe?
That was Joe.
It was Joe.
Very familiar.
Mm-hmm. It gets confusing because like Miley was and Selena were dating Nick. I mean, Joe, they were all dating.
A lot of dating.
Question 4. LL Cool J will be hosting this year's MTV Video Music Awards. This will be his first time hosting the show solo, though he co-hosted it with Nicki Minaj and Jack Harlow in 2022. LL Cool J performed at the Grammy Awards opening tribute for which late artist in 2012?
I don't know. 2012? Who died? I don't know! I can't think of any dead people. Why is it so dead-themed today? Seriously.
Well, the other questions just went there.
Okay.
It was Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's a good question, Stevie.
Thank you.
Dang it.
Comes down to question number 5.
Okay.
Could be concerning. We're going to talk about Marvel's Thunderbolts coming to Disney Plus later this month. The superhero flick follows a group of unlikely heroes from past Marvel movies and shows as they take on dangerous missions. In the movie Thunderbolts, Valentina rebrands the Avengers Tower to what name?
She rebrands it to Valentina Tower.
No, she doesn't.
No,
she should've.
She doesn't. What does she rebrand it as?
The Watchtower.
The Watchtower. Mm-hmm. Did you know that, Jennifer? I did not know that.
I did not.
Okay. So what's the final totals? Did she win?
No, we're tied at 3.
Oh, good times. Does that mean we get to go to a tiebreaker?
It sure does.
You know, I love the tiebreaker. So here's how this works, Jennifer. We're going to get asked the same question. The timer's still in effect. And I will write down my answer while you say your answer. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right. It's going to be closest to the number without going over. How old is LL Cool J?
Oh, my God.
Oh. I'm going to go with 55.
I said 53.
LL Cool J is 57.
57! Oh my goodness, you did it, Jen! You trumped me.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very sad I didn't know that about LL Cool J. Big fan.
No.
Big fan. Well done. You're getting an Apex Skin $50 gift card. You're getting an iTrump2E t-shirt, which means you have to take a shirt selfie and send it our way so we can post it on all of our social media pages, okay? And of course, you're qualified for that summer essentials tote from Apex Skin worth $250. Congratulations.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Jennifer, you know what you get to say.
My name is Jennifer, and I just trumped Jen this morning.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It's Jen Tui, producer Stevie. Tim is off today. He'll be back on Monday. And we need to play a round of Trump Tui with Gabriella. Hi, Gabriella. How's your morning going so far?
It's going good, Jen. How about you?
It's going good. I'm excited for you. I hope you win this $50 Apex Skin gift card. I hope you get qualified for the Apex Skin Summer Essentials tote worth $250. And I hope you get the iTrump Tui t-shirt, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. But first, we got to get the game started. You got to kick me out of the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I can leave the room. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Jen is in the hallway. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Perfect. We'll start with question number one. The new Superman movie shot right here in Cleveland is now available to watch at home. Available on Apple TV, Prime Video, and Fandango at home. Now, Superman is known for three iconic colors. Name one of them.
Red.
All right, question number two. The success of the Netflix series The Hunting Wives has not gone unnoticed as a casting studio is seeking a real Hunting Wives of the South for a proposed docuseries. In the series The Hunting Wives, Sophie trades city life for a different vibe in which state, Texas or Wyoming?
I would say Wyoming.
All right, question number three. Get ready for more zombies on the big screen as a sequel to Brad Pitt's World War Z may finally be in works. Now, in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, who played opposite Brad Pitt as his wife?
Angelina Jolie.
All right. Question number four. Carol G is bringing her Latin superstar energy to the NFL. She'll be headlining halftime during YouTube's first ever exclusive NFL broadcast in September. Carol G was born in which country, Colombia or Cuba?
Colombia.
All right. Question number five. SZA has joined the apparel/footwear company Vans as artistic director, aiming to co-create exclusive collections, blending her vision with the brand's youthful energy. What is the name of Vans' skateboarding competition and music festival that began back in 1995?
Oh, Vans Warped Tour.
All right. Gabriella, you did good. I'm going to add up your totals here. We're going to bring Jen back in, see how she does. That's all coming up next.
Thank you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. Gabriella just answered five questions. Producer Stevie, how'd she do?
Gabriella got four.
Ooh, that's really good. Good job. I'm going to answer the same five questions. Let's see if we can get you that $50 gift card to Apex Skin, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Question number one, the new Superman movie shot right here in Cleveland, now available to watch at home. It's available on Apple TV, Prime Video, and Fandango at home. Superman is known for three iconic colors. Name one of them.
Red.
Yes. Red, yellow, or blue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Question two, the success of the Netflix series The Hunting Wives has not gone unnoticed as a casting studio is seeking real hunting wives of the South for a proposed docuseries. Now, in the show The Hunting Wives, Sophie trades city life for a different vibe in which state? Texas or Wyoming?
That would be Wyoming.
It would be Texas.
Dang it. My husband is watching it, and he keeps telling me I need to watch it. I have not started.
Tim's watching it. That's when he just started.
Oh, boy.
So
I better catch up before he's back
it.
Next
he
week.
He loves it.
Okay.
Question three. Get ready for more zombies on the big screen. A sequel to Brad Pitt's World War Z may finally be in the works. Now, in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, who played opposite Brad Pitt as his wife?
That would be Angelina Jolie.
Yes, it would be.
Does he like it more than Pretty Little Liars?
Probably not. I don't think anything will beat that for
him. He likes that a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He didn't even finish half the series, but it's his favorite.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Question four. Carol G is bringing her Latin superstar energy to the NFL. She'll be headlining the halftime show during YouTube's first ever exclusive NFL broadcast in September. Carol G was born in which country? Colombia or Cuba?
That would be Colombia.
It would be Colombia. Comes down to question number five to tie it up.
Oh, how neat. So if I get it, we are going to a tiebreaker. Love
not
a tiebreaker.
You lose, Jen. Mm-hmm. Question five. SZA has joined the footwear / apparel company Vans as artistic director, aiming to co-create exclusive collections blending her vision with the brand's youthful energy. What is the name of Vans' skateboarding competition and music festival that began in 1995?
That is Vanarifica.
I feel like you know this answer.
Do I?
Warp Tour.
Oh, yeah! Vans I know Warp Tour. Right? Who cares? Final total, Stevie.
Gabriella 4, Gen 3.
All right! Gabriella, you did it. You trumped me. Congratulations. You get a $50 gift card to Apex Skin. You get an iTrump 2E t-shirt, which you'll have to take a selfie and send to us. And you're qualified for the August Grand Prize, which is a Summer Essentials tote from Apex Skin worth $250.
Thank you.
All right, Gabriella, do you know what you need to say?
Yes, my name is Gabriella from Cleveland, and I just trumped 2E.
Woohoo!
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.